Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting sixth. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave Chalk. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Morgan. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The DH, Danny Goodwin. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong takes first base on ball four. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilfong. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Wilfong steals second. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilfong moves to third. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan fires to first and picks off Landreau. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landreau. Revering reaches second base with a double. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Revering moves to third. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball four. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Adams moves to third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams scores. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is hit by the pitch. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smalley moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smalley scores. Jackson scores. Cubbage moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilfong strikes out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a line drive into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Chalk for the double play. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodwin hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landreau. Gross reaches second base with a double. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gross moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cubbage bunts towards the mound. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman fires to second and picks off Jackson for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Landreau reaches second base with a double. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodwin for the out. Landreau moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Adams reaches second base with a double. Landreau scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a line drive towards short. Picciolo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murphy moves to third. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Revering hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murphy scores. Gross moves to second. It's 4-1, Twins. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landreau. Newman reaches second base with a double. Gross scores. Revering goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Twins. Darryl Jackson now pitching. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Newman moves to third. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Newman scores. It's Athletics, 4, Twins, 4. Gary Serum now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a line drive towards short. Picciolo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Chalk takes first base on ball 4. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-2 in the game. Picciolo bunts towards the mound. Serum fields it and throws to first for the out. Chalk moves to second. One out. Mike Marshall now pitching. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodwin hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Revering strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Newman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Adams strikes out. Newman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Adams out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. It's 5-4, Twins. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Willie Norwood pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Hoskin Powell. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing right field. Dave Edwards now playing left field. John Castano now playing third base. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Page is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landreau, who is chasing the ball. Armas reaches third base with a triple. Larry Murray pinch runs for Tony Armas. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Chalk takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath pinch hits for Rob Picciolo. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray scores. Chalk moves to second. It's Athletics, 5, Twins, 5. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-4 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Edwards now playing shortstop. Larry Murray now playing right field. Mike Heath now playing left field. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Wilfong hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Landreau bunts towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilfong moves to second. One out. Jose Morales pinch hits for Danny Goodwin. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is walked intentionally. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gross hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Revering hits a line drive towards first. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Newman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Weiniger is walked intentionally. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman fires to second and picks off Smalley for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Page hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Page moves to second. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Chalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Page moves to third. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Page tags and scores. Chalk tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-5, Athletics. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilfong hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Landreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy, who is chasing the ball. Landreau reaches third base with a triple. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morales is hit by the pitch. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.